No going home for me, no welcome there from Peleus, master of horse, or from my mother, Thetis. Here the earth will hold me under. Therefore, as I must follow you into the grave, I will not give you burial, Patroclus, until I carry back the gear and head of him who killed you, noble friend. Before your funeral pyre I'll cut the throats of 12 resplendent children of the Trojans. That is my murdering fury at your death. But while you lie here by the swan-like ships, night and day, close by, deep-breasted women of Troy and Dardan women must lament and weep hot tears, all those whom we acquired by labor in assault by the long spear, pillaging the fat market towns of men. With this, Achilles called the company to place over the campfire a big tripod and bathe Patroclus of his clotted blood. Setting tripod and cauldron on the blaze, they poured it full and fed the fire beneath, and flames licked round the belly of the vessel until the water warmed and bubbled up in the bright bronze. They bathed him then, and took sweet oil for his anointing, laying nard in the open wounds. And on his bed they placed him, covering him with fine linen, head to foot, and a white shroud over it. So all that night, beside Achilles the great runner, the Myrmidons held mourning for Patroclus. Now Zeus observed to Hera, wife and sister, "You had your way, my lady, after all, my wide-eyed one. You brought him to his feet, the great runner. One would say the Achaean gentlemen were progeny of yours." And Hera, with wide eyes, replied, "Dread Majesty, Lord Zeus, why do you take this tone? May not an ordinary mortal have his way, though death awaits him, and his mind is dim? Would anyone suppose that I, who rank in two respects highest of goddesses, by birth and by my station, queen to thee, lord of all gods, that I should not devise ill fortune for the Trojans whom I loathe?" So ran their brief exchange. Meanwhile the silvery-footed Thetis reached Hephaestus's lodging, indestructible and starry, framed in bronze by the bandy-legged god. She found him sweating as from side to side he plied his bellows. On his forge were 20 tripods to be finished, then to stand around his Megaron. And he wrought wheels of gold for the base of each, that each might roll as of itself into the god's assembly, then roll home, a marvel to the eyes.